Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday. It is the penultimate day of February because tomorrow is the 29th, the day that will screw up our phones, screw up our calendars. My daily devotional goes, because leap day only comes once every 4 years, and that is so that the earth can catch up with the sun instead of keeping being off, because it is 365.25 days. Well, if you let those accrue for 4 years, that gives you an extra quote-unquote day, which is why leap day is. Okay, so girls, if you have a guy in your life that you want to keep in your life and you want to put a ring on it, tomorrow is the day you can propose. Yes, that's right. Some people call it Sadie Hawkins Day. It's Leap Day. And it is a day when women can propose to men. Of course, this comes from the far distant past when women used to wear petticoats. And there were all sorts of other etiquette rules. Oh, and by the way, if you're going to do that, you should wear a red petticoat so the poor man knows what's coming. However, I digress, because Monday was manic. The previous Monday, this is the show I was planning to do on the 19th. You know, Why was I going to do this on the 19th? Because it was President's Day. Well, apparently the interns at Blog Talk were taking the day off because Blog Talk was down. And, okay, last Monday I was working my side hustle, so I was not near where I could connect and come to y'all. Okay, so if we're talking about a way to put dead presidents in your wallet, a side hustle is one of them. Whether it's walking dogs for your neighbors or cleaning hoarder houses. I'm not sure there's ever enough money for that. Or any number of things. A side hustle is what you do. Whether it's you and your sisters getting together and figuring out how to make organic beeswax lip balm. Ask Bert how that's working for him. Or getting your strawberries and things together and selling them at the farmer's market once a week. However you do it, there is a number of ways. I have a great deal of respect for the women who sit at the corner with their little kettle, tamales, making money. I know if I go to a certain street corner, I will see a big truck, a big, trailer and a van and tables set up with lights, and people will be lined up for the taquero. And for those of you who do not understand what that is, it is a wonderful thing. There is a thing called a tromplo, which is a big spike, and it goes around and around, and it's full of meat and juices and pineapple. And it's this wonderful, tasty goodness that gets shaved off, put into a tortilla, little bit of piña, pineapple, and handed to you in this warm, and it is like, and you can add salsa. Yeah, people like their salsas. They like their chile. Okay. Money girl is a purist. Huerco, which is pork. Maybe some pineapple. Just give it to me in a tortilla. Yeah. Little warm tortillas. And it should be like 4 bites of goodness. Now, Money Girl clearly is broke. So stopping at the toquero, which only takes cash, okay, means I have to go get cash. That's fine, because you know how Money Girl feels about going cashless. Speaking of which, Money Girl will take on the purveyor for her education, because they have this wonderful card that I can't get a hold of anybody to talk to anybody to take care of it. I cannot check my bank balance. I cannot, but they're charging me interest. They're charging me. Okay, and they're taking money out of my account because I'm not meeting a balance that I don't know because I can't. Yeah, it's a whole, because I can't. Guess what? Does that affect Money Girl's mental health? Yes, it does. Being broke affects your mental health. And since we're about community mental health, this is why we are doing, with the approbation of the Splendificus Foundation, putting more dead presidents in our wallet. Okay, so Money Girl loves her tacos. So I got to have a side hustle so I can have money for tacos. Okay, so what's Money Girl's side hustle? Well, Money Girl may be doing some moonlighting as a gardener. You know, plant identification, going after weeds. Happen to be wearing my plant research team shirt. That sort of thing. That is one side hustle, finding other ways to make money. Like I said, the taqueros, they're out there with their hustle every day, every evening, right? Starting about 4 or 5 o'clock, they're setting up. They're putting out their salsas. They're putting up their lights, which I believe are solar powered, or right? The Trumplo is up. You see it, it's stacked high. And they have a grill so they can make other things like asada. Bueno. These guys are out there hustling. Now, I don't know if it's their side hustle or their main hustle, but they are out hustling every day, and people like it because they are lined up, even in the rain. Now, that tells you something about how good that may or may not be. They're putting more dead presidents in their wallet. Excellent. Okay, so you have your job. Huh, what can I do for a side hustle? Just listed a couple things. It may even be taking on a second job. I know some people that are working two and three jobs, each of them part-time. Three part-time jobs does not equal one full-time job. But if you're going to school, like Money Girl, yes, Money Girl is going back. What, you've never heard of continuing professional education? Money Girl is going back to school, and that is because I can keep my student loans in abeyance. Now, this is foolish. I will tell you why, because I have accrued $6,000. That's right, six with three zeros in interest to accruing. And we are going to need side hustles if what I have heard is correct. Because people are defaulting. I know some people whose credit cards are going from 23% to 30% and 33% respectively. I think those are getting put in blocks of ice and frozen. Now, that also affects your mental health, and not in a good way. Okay, so how can I put more dead presidents in my wallet, Money Girl? The thing, it's not going to sound pleasant. It isn't. It's pain. It is pain. But you know, I'm going to mention the B word. Oh, yes, that's right. Budget. Now, you don't have to call it a budget. You can call it a monthly set-aside plan. You go through, figure out how much your rent is, and you may need to find, I hate to say it, a situation where you're sharing space with someone else or several someone else's in order to make that manageable. Okay, that will put dead presidents in your wallet every month. Finding better insurance. If you do not have to have full coverage and your car is, let's face it, not worth having full coverage, because it just, you know, is not, it just is not. Bumpers are falling off, it's scratched, you know, it's the same age as some of my children. You know, you don't have to register it because you don't have to smog it anymore because it's considered an antique. Yeah, that's a... Now, I'm not talking about one of these tricked out classic cars, right, that you see that are babied, pampered, caressed, taken to shows on trailers. Not talking about that. I'm talking about your hoopty banger that hangs out in the driveway under a tarp because you don't want anyone to see it. Okay? That's one way to put more dead presidents in your wallet. You know, Money Girl sings the praises of Dollar Tree. Are they always a good value? Not necessarily, but more times than not, you can get great things. A favorite of mine, unless it's on sale for 99 cents, is the Cheetos mac and cheese. yes, I like it better. I know Kraft has changed their formulation. It no longer tastes good. This is not the Kraft mac and cheese we grew up eating when we could afford the good stuff in the blue box. Okay. So in order to have your Splendificus, because the Splendificus Foundation is all about your community mental health, and Moneygirl is all about your financial health and how we bring that together, we're going to figure out other ways. So go look for free things. You know, if there's an opening, a store opening or a grand opening or a celebrity appearance, those things are all free. Take advantage of that. What are some other things? If you do it right, some places sample. If you have that magic Costco card, yes, it's $60 a year. But if you can get in, show your little card, get in and get the samples, those are all free. Yeah. Now, that does not always happen. If you look at it, it only happens on weeks where people are more likely to get paid, like the 1st, the 15th, the 20th, the 30th. Okay? 5th and 20th. 1st, 15th, 30th. Okay? And if you look, your little Costco books, they'll have some of the same dates. So, you've heard me mention the B word. What is more important than a budget? The G word, setting goals. Okay? For instance, Money Girl's goal was to get her credit score up above 650. It is up above 650, which is now considered good, which I think is absolutely hysterical. At one point, you couldn't even rent a moped for that. But things are getting worse, and they will get worse in 2024. We'll talk more about that as things move on down the pike. But first off, you have to have a financial goal. Okay, what is Money Girl's financial goal? Money Girl's financial goal for March is to make sure that I have $20 to buy tacos. So more like 30 to have tacos twice a month. Okay? So Money Girl is going to have to figure out how much she has to pay in rent, how much she can spend here. Money Girl is all about Dollar Tree shampoo for $1.25. Some things are going up. Money Girl's going to have to give up her soda habit because it is becoming incredibly expensive. And, okay, so have a goal. Money Girl's goal is to have enough money for tacos every month. That means have a budget. It means cutting down on my other spending. Okay. There are budgeting apps. Now, Forbes recommends to automate your savings, which is that you take a certain percentage, a certain amount, and put it in your savings account. It gets deducted from your check if you're lucky enough to have deposit. So they asked it to put it into a high yield savings account, which, by the way, high yield savings are 5%, 4.5% and 5%. We'll talk more about that next Monday. Yes, Money Girl will be back on Monday being her manic self. Okay, they talk about paying off your debt and earn more. Well, I hate to tell you this, Bubba, the economy is flat. It is flat. People are struggling. People's debt is high. If you notice, even places like, now Walmart got rid of their layaway, right? But you go to Lowe's, you go to Home Depot, buy now, pay later. You know what that is? That is a layaway plan. That is debt. It is the same as if you put it on a credit card. The only difference is, one, the interest rate, and two, can't discharge your credit in bankruptcy. Yeah, thank you. To the 2010 Credit Resource Act. Yeah, there's financial reform. Yeah. Anyway. So we need to cut down on spending. Okay, so we all have our bright line in the sand. For Money Girl, it's tacos. Okay, so I need to earn enough to save me for my tacos. Okay. So it says, Forbes advises you to shop at discount and bulk stores. Okay. Not always. I'm going to say this right now. Buying in bulk and buying discount works in some circumstances. If you are on your own and you are not sharing collectively with five other people, does it make sense? I don't need to have 30 rolls of if it's just me, unless I'm buying a year's supply. Okay? So what I'm going to say is, and because a Costco membership is $60, okay? So you have to go and figure out if you are using at least $5 or $10 a month, if you're getting that kind of value. If you are, if you feel you are saving, and people feel they, and people, I do know people who do save on gasoline that way, and they pay for their Costco membership that way. You can do that. It has to make sense. Okay? Buying 18 boxes of mac and cheese because they're super cheap makes no sense if you don't eat mac and cheese. Money Girl Gardens. So, yes, I do buy produce from the supermarket. Okay? I try and get more from the farmer's market. Why? Because I start to know and have a relationship with the person who grows my food. I start to understand what they're doing to get it and how it gets to market. And I look for people that are certified organic, which means that it has not been treated with pesticides. Okay, they're not using pesticides on their property. They may get some blow-by from the farmer down the lane, because pesticides are airborne. Okay, my mental health is better. Know that I am helping a local businessman, local business person, earn a living wage for them, for their family, and the jobs that they create. Okay? So, remember, we're interdependent. This is neoliberalism at its finest. Independent interconnectedness of trade. We are interconnected. We really are. So when the bankers go down and Wall Street goes down and your politicians are going, and you are doing your best to put your dead presidents in your wallet, those are some of the people you should look to. Okay? Meal prep. This, you've heard this. Money Girl has talked about this. Meal prepping, okay? And by meal prepping, we mean make it ahead. You don't have to call it leftovers. You can call it previously prepared. Okay? This way, you're saving money. You're not paying sales tax on food, which at least in some places, food is exempt. Money Girl happens to live in one of those places. Hot food, by the way, is taxable. So not only if Money Girl were living in Los Angeles County and buying a burger, she would not only be paying the price of that burger, but an extra 10.25% for the privilege of getting hot food. Okay. That someone else has made that is not going to dirty up her kitchen. Buying generic. I mean, we've heard this, right? Buy generic. Well, there are some things that are worth it. Trader Joe's pasta. I know so many people go, oh, Trader Joe's, it's garbage pasta. You know what? I throw it in the pan. I can get my favorite shapes. It's $1.25. I don't see the problem with it. You need to look and you need to be able to cross shop because some things will be less expensive at one place than another. Now, there are certain chain grocery store chains that because they have certain partnerships, things will be there, but they'll be more expensive. So how do you do that? You shop in the middle of the week. You look for sales that go on. Now, where Money Girl is, the new sales flyer pricing starts on Wednesday. So what does that mean? That means if I go in on a Tuesday, I might find things marked down. Okay? Now, is it a bargain if you don't use it on the regular? If it's something you don't use at all? No. Leave it in the store. Save your money. It's not a bargain. Just because it's cheap doesn't mean it's right. It doesn't mean it's right for you. So buy generic brand shop in the middle. Oh, this I hate. Using a cat. Do you all remember at one point, it was a terrible thing to have debt. But ever since the 80s, and then in about 2005, they're talking about, oh, you can use your credit card for everyday purchases. And now we are trillions of dollars in debt at 30% interest and 30 and 35% interest. So if you want to keep your splendificus and keep more dead presidents in your wallet, what's the bottom line? Set-asides, whether you call it a budget, side hustle, set money aside every month, plan, have a goal. Like I said, got to have my tacos. All of those things will help you maintain your splendificus, terrificness. That is your splendificus. You have that when you know your bills are paid. And if you're Glennis McCann, she goes, I pay my bills easily. It's a world year of eight. Finances are going to be great. Okay, y'all do that. Anyway, we have come to the end of our time together. I just have a few seconds left. I wanted to remind you that Money Girl will be back next month in March. Bringing you the realness, helping you connect your emotional health and your mental health. Now, we've talked a lot about finance, but we'll talk more about your emotional mental health and how it's related to your finances next week. And until then, catch you on the flip side. Money Girl out.